Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
Just cause the rainy days got a whirlwind to wash away. Until the sun shines and I see your face. Smile at me, smile at me. Everybody, what is happening? It's your host, best-selling author, and TEDx speaker Jonathan Jones here to kick off this episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, we are glad that you decided to join us today for this episode. If you've been riding along with us along this journey the whole time, we're glad that you still are riding with us and you still believe in the podcast, and we're grateful for you as well. Today, I hope you brought your shovel, because today we're going to go a little bit deep. We're going to dig a little bit on this episode. Today, we're talking about 7 steps to reconciling with your past. And I was just reading and I found this amazing article, and it really just outlined 7 things that deal with reconciliation. And I said, man, this is too good. I have to share this with the people, because self-help is what you all said you wanted to see more of. So self-help is what I'm going to give you. And with that being said, I'm just going to go ahead and give you all an update, because I know a few of you all checked in on me not too long ago when I said that I got into an accident because I was out driving Uber. I was out grinding, trying to get my money up. And then I happened to get hit or sideswiped by another individual who had expired insurance, who had expired license. Womp, womp, womp. Anyways, so today I call. I'm like, hey, just wanted to see if my car was going to be ready. You told me it'd be ready. I have to go somewhere. So what are we going to make happen? Long story short, they gave me the runaround. And then after they gave me the runaround, then she told me, oh, you can come and get your car. But we closed at 5, and it was basically 4:30, and they were more than 30 minutes away. I said, you know what? I'm not going to play with you today. I didn't wear my watch because I don't have time for it today. I had to really hone in and check myself, because I came back to the house and I was extremely mad, and anybody who was anywhere near me was going to get it. So I'm grateful that I just sat in the corner and I fell asleep, because that would have went really bad. Anyways, I'll be getting my car by the time you're listening to this podcast. So I'm excited to get back behind the wheel of the Batmobile. Yes. However, enough about that. Let's go ahead and get into today's topic. And those of you who've been hanging out, you've heard me make mention of my father before, and you've also heard me make mention of the relationship dynamic that we had for during the time I was growing up. However, this is something that I wanted to really shine a little bit of light on today, for the sake of the topic, and just so that we can give some tangible application to see what do we need to do to reconcile with our past. The 7 things, the 7 keys that we need to utilize to reconcile with our past. So there was a point where I was about in high school. No, this wasn't even high school yet. I was younger than middle school. This was elementary. Yes, it was elementary, because I was still watching Pokemon, I remember. And I was literally getting ready for church, because back in the day, my dad would host house church, or church in the house. I'm not sure what the correct terminology would be for it, but we had church in our house, and we probably had about 2 or 3 other members besides my brother and I. However, my dad came into the room, and then I was ready to go. I had on this tie-dye like shirt with this life-size Tweety Bird on the middle of my chest. And I said, Dad, I'm ready. He said, son, where do you think you're going? I was like, Dad, I'm going, getting ready for church. You said it's time for us to have church, so I was about to go in. He said, no, you're not. Not looking like that. He said, don't you think that shirt's a little tacky? As I then took a little bit of time to reflect, and just I began to think to myself, it's so amazing the power and the impact that words can have on an individual's life. The Bible tells us the power of life and death lie within your tongue. which ultimately translates to you killing somebody or their spirit just through the words that you speak with your own mouth. It's so dangerous because in that time I was young. I was very impressionable. In that time when we had that exchange, I was deeply hurt. Just being quite honest. And after that conversation, I allowed a wedge to be placed in between my father and me. Because during this time of me growing up with him and going through middle school and then going through high school, and ultimately I was affected, ultimately allowed that exchange to affect me for 15 going on 16 or so years. I want you to think about that. This was when I was in elementary school and then going on until I graduated college. And after that, me and my dad had this conversation probably a few years ago or a year or so ago at this point, because I did some work. I went to therapy and then I began to realize that those things that happened when I was younger that affected me at this point and at this place in my life, still those things still followed me. That baggage still was haunting me. And then ultimately I began to speak up and say something to my dad about it. I said, "Dad, you know, I didn't appreciate this, or when I was younger, this really affected me." And then ultimately we talked about it. We had a real grown-up conversation. He was willing to hear me out. And then we were able to move forward and really squash that. And I knew that if this was something that I was fighting to solve, I knew that somebody else had to be facing the same situation. I knew that this could add value to somebody else, or if not now, with somebody who has hurt you by their words, or if you've hurt somebody with your words, definitely in the future. So I wanted to share these 7 steps or these 7 keys to reconciling with your past. And I want you all to read the article. I'm going to have the link down in the show notes because it was so much good information. I just wanted to give you the clear application for it. But the breakdown and the elaboration of the article is so rich. It's so much good stuff. First things first, because we like to share and focus on that application piece to really give you something to take away and for you to literally apply into your life, that would be preparing to reconcile. Understanding that forgiveness is something that only requires one person. But ultimately, reconciliation requires 2 people or 2 parties. And we have to be in a place to, if the other person is unwilling to speak with you about the situation, you just have to respect them enough to give them time and give them that space that they need. And once again, we're going to put the link down in the show notes because I have the points. I have the 7 steps, but I would love if you took the time just to read the article. It's a great write-up and it has some great information that I feel will definitely be applicable, because this, looking at this, and after me sharing the story, I went back and I realized that these were the same things that I utilized within my life. These are strategies that individuals use through counseling, and this is what people use to cope with, and this is how people ultimately end up healing by implementing strategies and steps and application just like this. And number two would be you have to begin to set realistic expectations. Because reconciliation does not happen overnight. Despite, you know, everything that we would love for it to go back to being normal, for us to go back to having a regular conversation. Let's be real now. Let's be real. In a fairy tale world, yes, it always works out like that. But in this life right here, the life that we're living right now, that's not the case. Not dealing with real people, not dealing with real emotions. It just doesn't happen that way. And understanding that, then we have to begin to focus on the small victories in our realistic expectations. Yes, I know it's a lot easier said than done. But when you begin to focus on the small victories, you know, then ultimately you're getting towards that destination that you ultimately desire. Right. And although we might not necessarily like it, the fact of the matter is it takes time for relationships to heal. If we're talking about hurting a friend, if we're talking about hurting a partner, whomever it might be, this, that's just what it is. It is what it is, literally. And then the third The third step would be you have to take time to listen to the other person's perspective. Just as I shared in my story, my father, after when we reconvened and we began to talk again, not when we reconvened, because me and my dad never stopped talking, but this is a time when I was able to approach him and he heard me out. He said, "Son, I hear what you're saying and I hate that I did that to you." But listening to the other person's perspective, this ultimately creates the space for the other person to talk about the relationship from their own perspective. This allows you both to now understand both sides of the issue and keeping you from making the same mistake later in the future. Now you and the other person need to begin to empathize with one another, just as my dad did, because empathy can also lessen the feelings of hurt and anger. And then if you find yourself in this situation, I would want you to begin to think of what would I do if the shoe was on the other foot? What would I do? How would I treat this individual? How would I feel? How would I react? What expectations would I have of myself? So we now have to begin to take that time and reflect to see and be real. Because if it was somebody who hurt us, we would want them to hear us out, wouldn't we? Wouldn't we? Mm-hmm. And then number four, the fourth thing would be apologize for any wrongdoing. Because, after the feelings and emotions that those things have been discussed, you should definitely apologize for any way that you've contributed to those feelings. Because that's the worst thing, for somebody to hurt you and then for them to keep on moving and keep on chucking. Like, hold on, bro. You just hurt my feelings. You can't just run over my feelings and then expect everything to be okay and copacetic. That's not how life works. You want somebody to show you a little bit of remorse and genuine validation of your feelings so you can know that this person values me. This person values our relationship, our friendship, etc. So therefore, I now will at least take the time to talk with them. I now will, see that they care. So now I'm willing to invest in this relationship. I'm willing to invest in this friendship. I'm willing to do the work because I see that they are serious about doing the work as well. Right? And we're going to keep rolling down the list. Number five would then be to ask for and or accept forgiveness. Because once you've apologized for your wrongdoing, now it's time to begin the process of forgiveness. Your apology signal that you regret what you've done to somebody and you're taking responsibility. But forgiveness is much deeper than just an acknowledgement. Forgiveness is something that allows you to express any hurt, any resentment, showing that you understand, the root of your emotions and finally letting go of those negative feelings. Because if we hold on to those feelings, then we'll make ourselves sick. Medically, if we hold on to things so long, we then some people break out in hives. Other people, it's just a myriad of different things and different symptoms that come from holding resentment against people or being angry at people over and over and over the years and just holding on to these things. And ultimately, it just makes you sick to your stomach. So we have to begin. We have to make sure that we ask for and that we're willing to accept forgiveness, because there's no sense in holding that over anybody's head. Because once again, if the shoe was on the other foot and somebody was trying to say, "I'm sorry" to you, you're like, "Nah, fam, nah, I don't, I'm not going to accept your apology." Why not? Like, who made you ruler over anybody? You're not ruler over anybody, and you've hurt somebody before. So we have to make sure that we're just taking the time to practice integrity. We also want to make sure that we're taking the time just to practice a good moral standard, operating on a good moral compass, because these things are important. Didn't mean to get on a soapbox there. But number six is focusing on the present. Like, once you've taken the time and, you've discussed the hurt, you've forgiven and you've apologized, it's important now to focus on what's next. not taking the time and always bringing up the old history and bringing up the past and rehashing things that have already been dealt with and rehashing those old conversations that have been done with, but you just didn't want to let it go. You wanted to be right. It's time to let that stuff go, because we must begin to see that reconciliation is focused on rebuilding. Reconciliation is focused on repairing the relationship. Just agree to leave the past in the past. Because if you don't, then ultimately you'll never be able to enjoy the gift of what being present really is in as you begin to transition towards the future. And last but not least, step seven. Step seven, we bring it home here, because step seven, now this is when you begin to rebuild trust. And plain and simply put, trust is the foundation of any relationship. You know, once it's broken, it takes time, it takes effort, and it takes a true investment to rebuild trust. Both of you and the other person, both you and the other person must continue to communicate openly. Because if you don't communicate openly, you definitely can't have trust, nor will you have trust. You want to communicate honestly, and you want to be consistent with your actions. And also, you definitely want to be patient. Because, yes, you once were at, you know, point A in your relationship or in this friendship, but then you hurt somebody, so then you might take a step back. And yes, you want everything to progress the way you want it to progress. You want everything to move as fast as you want it to move. But ultimately, that's just not the way it works. So you have to be patient with this other individual, because you don't know how fast anybody heals. You don't know what the times table for healing is. So therefore, you have to allow them to move how they're going to move and grow the way that they will grow. So friends, I just wanted to share those seven steps to reconciling with your past. We're just going to review one really quick. Number one was preparing to reconcile. Number two was setting realistic expectations. Number three is taking the time to listen to the other person's perspective. Number four was apologizing for any wrongdoing that you've committed against another individual. Number five is asking for and accepting forgiveness. Because there comes a point in time where that is so necessary. And sometimes we really need to hear it, even though we might not even really know it just yet. Number six is focusing on the present. It's such a great gift to be present. Such a great gift to move forward. So don't allow your past to ultimately cripple your present or your future. And lastly, number seven, we have to begin to rebuild trust. Because that's what the foundation of relationships is built upon. Any relationship, it's built on trust. So friends, I wanted to share those with you. And with that being said, now we're going to go ahead and get to the good old transition. And the challenge of the week. So the challenge of the week is pretty simple. I want you to take a moment and I want you to reflect and I want you to ask yourself, who do I need to reconcile with this week? Who is that individual or individuals that I need to take some time and I need to really get right with them? Because if something happened to them today, how would I feel if I didn't take that initiative to get right with them, to reconcile with them, to ask them for forgiveness? And make sure that I was right with that individual, because I would hate for that to be on your conscience. I've seen too many stories and I've heard so many people say that it was a brother, it was a cousin, it was a sister, it was an aunt, whomever it might be. They didn't take that time to get right. They were upset. They were mad. They were bitter at somebody for something that happened way in the past. And then the individual didn't end up making it to see the next day. And now they have to live with that on their conscience for the rest of their life, all because they didn't step up and do what needed to get done. Reconcile your relationships today. You don't want to carry that for the rest of your life. Like I said, I carried mine for 15 years, 16 years. But then ultimately, once I stepped up and had that conversation, then I was freed from that baggage that I was carrying. I was freed from that weight that I was dragging. It was well overdue. It was time. And today, it's time for somebody else to do the same thing. It's time for somebody else to follow suit and be released. Be free. Life is too short to carry excess baggage. Friends, as we bring this episode to a close, episode number 34, we appreciate each of you rocking with us. We're going to now shift to doing three episodes a week. We're going to hit you with the Monday motivation. We're going to hit you with Words of Wisdom Wednesday. And we're going to hit you with another episode on Friday. So every week now you can look towards seeing us three times a week. We're giving you episodes straight through the week because one episode a week is just not going to cut it. You need something to bring you all the way through the week. So we're hitting you at the top of the week. We're hitting you at the middle of the week, hump day. And then we're bringing you home on Friday. So that was just a quick update. Also, friends, we love the reviews that you're leaving. We love you taking the time to leave a review. We greatly appreciate it. Leaving those reviews on Apple Podcasts. And just as I stated earlier this week, every Friday, we're going to have the Winner's Circle of the Week where we announce an individual that we want to spotlight on who is doing great things, if it be in business, if it be in their personal life. They're just doing phenomenal things. So we're going to spotlight somebody this upcoming Friday, as well as we will have the quote of the week to send you into the weekend with the uplifting quote, a quote to make you critical think, or a quote to even just challenge you to get out there and do something. Now, friends, it's coming to that time again where we're going to go ahead and close out the show. And if you would like to submit a topic to us, or if you would like to sponsor the podcast, or even think about booking me for an upcoming speaking engagement, I would encourage you to just visit jonathanjonesspeaks.com, or you can feel free to send me an email to jonathan@jonathanjonesspeaks.com. And I would love to have the opportunity to hear about your event. I would love to hear your topic. And I would love to hear how we can add value to you ultimately, because that's what this Speak Your Success podcast is all about. Adding value to you, giving you tangible application through personal experience, as well as through some failures. Just so ultimately we all can grow and we all can be the best us that we possibly can be. Or friends, if you would like to place an order for your copy of Process, and once again, we're still living in the Speak Your Success 5K campaign, which means every time an individual purchases a copy of Process, we donate a copy to a student during a local presentation or doing an engagement, wherever it may be. So, as we go ahead and close it out, I want you all to say the mantra with me. Say it from deep down, like you really believe it. Speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?